Well, a week ago from right now, about 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, was sitting here in the air chair at the KGGF studios with the lovely Lisa Wilson right across from me. She's from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, and I had just freshly broken a bone and dislocated my ankle, and Lisa had a sniffly thing going on. She's much better today. Hi, Lisa.
I am. I am much better. In fact, I had to laugh because I was, I still have a little bit of it, but I have a much better voice today. But I was at a graduation party this weekend, and some people that were there commented that, I mean, they made the comment, we thought somebody else was on the radio. Yeah.
Who was sitting in for you last Tuesday, Lisa?
That scruffy voice that I had, but. You know, but shout out. I want to give a shout out to one of our local businesses that listens to the radio.
That's cool. Yeah.
I get a lot of comments when I'm out and about regarding the interview and the things that we talk about and the things that we share and say. And Chris and Debbie Moore, who are the owners of Sectam and Independence, are listeners. And
hi.
Hello.
Thanks
and they
for listening.
Yes. And yes, and they enjoy the Tuesday morning interviews, so I thought I'd give them a shout out this morning.
Okay, cool. Well, hi there. Profitable day for you up there.
So, that's right.
Yeah. So what are we gonna talk about today? I know you got a whole bunch of stuff, and I always feel remiss when we have this Little House on the Prairie Museum information and I have forgotten to upload the theme song from that TV show, you know.
I loved that TV show.
But I always
I'm
feel
not
like
about
I...
to sing that, but I do. I love that show. Uh-huh. And little, you should really go and check that out because Little House on the Prairie is one of the home sites of Laura Ingalls Wilder. Baby Carrie was actually born on the prairie in Independence.
You're not expecting me to run down a grassy hill or
yes,
anything.
Yes, and fall
already.
Down
yeah,
and
again.
Yeah,
with your lunch bucket.
And
other bones I can break, I
that's
guess.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, but they're open every day of the week, Monday through Sunday, 10 to 5. You can get in for $5, I think $3 for kids. And they have a replica log cabin that they just redid a few years ago. It's really nice. And it's so small. And when you go in and you realize that's how people live.
Yeah, but people don't think about that. It's like, well,
not just one
be...
person, like yeah. a family.
Exactly, a whole family.
That's why they were outside playing. There was
exactly.
no room in the cabin.
Exactly, yes.
So there's a replica log cabin, a schoolhouse, which is actually a one-room schoolhouse, which is the way that they went to school back then, a post office and a really nice gift store. They have some animals outside that you can pet and feed, so that makes it fun as well. And then I will be sharing some more information next week about Baby Carrie's birthday celebration. So they
How
do
old
it.
Would she be now? Am I putting you on the spot?
Yeah,
there?
You're putting me on the spot. I'll find out.
Okay.
You know.
Please do.
But anyway, in fact, Carrie, who the actress who played Carrie on the TV show, has been to our Little House on the Prairie for mm-hmm. the Carrie celebration. So that was fun. So I'll let you know when the celebration is, but it will be in June, I believe, which is just a few days away.
Yeah,
so.
Hard to believe.
I know.
This year has really zipped on by.
I know. When I was planning the calendar, so many of the things I thought, oh, that's save the date, that's save the date.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh,
now
my
here
gosh,
we are. It's
we,
almost
yeah,
Memorial Day.
Here. So if you're looking for something fun to do when the rain stops and
which
sun
it will
comes out,
at some point.
Yes, we can only hope. Check out Little House on the Prairie. I always like to shout out about things that are happening in downtown Independence because we have lots of great restaurants, and so many of them are providing live music. So I'm just going to give you the rundown. I know
it's actually, to my standpoint, kind of shocking that a town the size of Independence has so many live musical venues. It's just incredible.
It is incredible, and that's why I pointed out, because I think sometimes when we live in Independence, we kind of just think, oh, that's the norm, and it is not the norm. A lot of things are not the norm. It is not the norm to have a very vibrant and thriving downtown.
Mm-hmm.
That's very difficult to maintain and to keep, and we've worked hard to have a vibrant downtown, and it's sure not the norm to have a lot of restaurants and a lot of different restaurants, not just chain restaurants.
We have
some chain restaurants and those anchor
which
restaurants
is fine
that, yes mm-hmm. absolutely and then we have some local entrepreneurs that are amazing chefs and cooks and lots of great food in Independence. So I would say check out Dickie's Barbecue on Wednesday evenings at 6:30. They always have some great music. In fact, last Friday night, we had All Wheels Night in downtown Independence. And so that's always the third Friday of the month. So that'll be coming up again about three or four more weeks. And they had a live band right out in front of Dickie's. And then if you've been to the Dickie's restaurant, you know that there's outdoor seating in front of the restaurant. So people were outside eating. We actually stayed inside and ate. And then all the cars were lined up in downtown. So that was really fun. And that was a good night, that All Wheels
Night.
Sort
of like a date night back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, it was. It was beautiful weather, too. Mm-hmm. It was not a scorching hot evening. It was a cool breeze, and people were out, and they had the hoods popped up on their shiny cars. And then they, about 8 o'clock, they pulled out and went for an old-fashioned cruise. So you want to put that on your calendar, even if you don't have a fancy, shiny, antique or
sports
car. Cruising
down the road with the top down and my best girl by my side. We've each got a chocolate milkshake, and we're just cruising on a Friday night.
Yeah, because that to that point, you don't have to have one of those cars to pull into the cruise. So it's just fun to...
My car would just insult everybody else. Hi!
But the next one will be Friday night, the 17th. So mark that on your calendar. And then we have a brewery in Independence, which is, again, not the norm for a community our size to have a brewery. Mm-hmm. It's really nice, and they serve some great beer. They make their own root beer.
I may have to I keep hearing good things about this beer. I may have to try this beverage someday. Beer. And so people say good things about it.
Are you a beer drinker?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually not, and only because I've not really ever acquired a taste for beer.
It is an acquired taste. But a friend of mine back when I was starting to enjoy the liquid libation says, it's something that if you really want to do it, you just got to put your head down and shove. And at some point, you'll be, this ain't so bad.
Yeah. Well, I've tried all of their beers, and it's not that I don't like them, because I do. I think that I do like the taste of them, but I've just never acquired that taste where I crave, having a beer or something like that.
Right.
However, I have acquired the taste for their amazing root beer.
So you were saying,
yes. Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, dangerous in a different way, because, when you bring in some ice cream and you pour that root beer over it, it's pretty good stuff. So, and what's really cool about our brewery is that it's very family friendly. So it's, you can't, and they don't serve food. So you think, oh, well, that's a bummer. And no, it's not, because you can bring food in from anywhere you want to. So if you're feeling Mexican, you're feeling pizza, whatever.
Bring in some chicken and
So you can bring your food in. So anyway, mixtape bingo on Wednesday evenings at 6:30. Trivia night on Thursdays at 7. Beer yoga on the first Saturday of the month. So that's going to be June the 4th, which is not this weekend, but next weekend. And then more live music. Tracy and the Time Travelers will be performing Friday, June the 10th at 7:30 in the evening. So all of those things happening at the brewery. And I would tell you, please like their Facebook page, because they have other things like behind-the-scenes tours of how they make the beer and everything. They just had one, I think, last weekend. So that's fun as well. And then John Hamlin, an amazing guitarist, plays at Brothers Railroad Inn Thursday evenings at 7 o'clock. And as I always like to mention, because of your or Di's love for karaoke.
Yes.
Turbo's.
Got to do that.
Friday night, Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill at 9 o'clock will kick off karaoke. So fun stuff. Are you a bingo player?
Not really. I did grow up Catholic, but I haven't played bingo in a long time.
Well, the VFW has bingo on Monday nights. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun. We used to take my mom and go, and then when COVID hit, we didn't go for about 2 years. And so my sister and I were talking the other day that we thought, we need to get back out and go to bingo. So if you are interested in doing something fun on Monday evening.
I think bingo brings out my aggressive nature sometimes. You're just one number away.
Yeah.
And then they call a number, and it's one number away from where you were, and some idiot in the other side of the room goes, bingo! And you just want to, launch yourself at that person. But that's not right. That's not how I should be.
No.
I should be better behaved than
that. They're not like that in there. They're very nice.
Mm-hmm. They are.
yes. Yeah, when they're winning, too. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And but the doors open at 5, and bingo games start at 7. Bingo packs are $7, so you can buy a pack for 7, and you can buy, you know, additional cards, and they give out lots of prize money. So it's always a fun night. They have concessions available. And then the VFW also has hamburger night on Wednesday nights, and that's the first Wednesday of the month, so that's coming up June 1st.
Right.
So, and they make some great hamburgers. So I say that because they make great food, but they're known for hamburger night. So it's a fun night. So mark that on your calendar. Also, we have which would be this weekend, glow in the dark miniature golf. So on the fourth Friday of the month, the Riverside Park hosts glow in the dark golf. So that would be something fun to grab the family. And you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. So, a lot of people are going to be having visitors in, family in, and you're looking for something fun to do.
Prices couldn't be more reasonable.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. $5 for a ticket to be able to play night golf, and you'll also have an opportunity to win some free miniature golf tickets that you can play during the day. They have some Love Indy bracelets that they give out as well, and they'll have concessions there. So regular golf's $2 and glow in the dark golf is $5 because those glow in the dark balls are special and they cost a little bit more. So.
Yeah. And that's every fourth Friday through the end of October, right?
Yes. And the end of October, they'll do it a week earlier because we have Niwala.
So, ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been to Niwala yet?
No.
Do you know about Niwala?
No.
Okay. We'll talk about that later.
Okay. We have time.
Okay. yeah, we have plenty of time. Independence Farmers and Makers Market is open, you know, I said every Saturday from 7:30 to 11, but we had a lot of vendors that were itching to get open early on the Thursday evenings. Typically, that doesn't start until June, but they were wanting to open up, so we're just open up every Saturday and every Thursday.
They're
so
champing at the bit, ready to run.
That's right. Every Saturday, 7:30 to 11. Every Thursday from 4 to 7, right behind Annie Mae's. So grab a cup of coffee, head out to the market. They have lots of really nice things available. We've talked about litter getters. So that's the Saturday morning cleanup. And we have now cleaned up the park. We've cleaned up the zoo. We've cleaned up the downtown area, and we've cleaned up the ballparks, and our fifth Saturday's coming up this weekend, and we will meet at the 10th Street Park, which is right before the railroad tracks, and there's a little park out there, and disc golf is out there as well, and again, you just show up from 9 to 10. I can tell you my cell phone dings at 10 o'clock and I'm in the car and headed home. So bring your gloves, bring your trash bag and be a part of keeping our community litter free and beautiful. Have you checked the weather on Saturday? You know,
Saturday is going to be kind of warm and muggy, but sunny, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. You know, it really doesn't matter because every child cannot wait to jump into the swimming pool for the season.
Yeah.
Regardless if the water is warm or freezing.
And that's going to be this Saturday opening day, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So you can another affordable fun or more affordable fun because you can get in for $4. You can swim basically all day long for $4. The pool's open Saturday through Wednesday from 1 to 6. And then Thursdays and Fridays from 1 to 7, stay open an extra hour. And then Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, if you want to go from just 4 to 6, you get in for half price.
Cool.
And Thursdays and Fridays are family night from 5 to 7. You can check out the Independence Recreation Commission's Facebook page for all of the details. We have a pool listing of hours and our park. Let me back up. On our chamber website, we have a Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo and the Riverside Beach Aquatic Center. All of their hours and of operation and everything you need to know, you can check that out on there. But the pool's open for business this weekend, so that'll be fun. And they've painted it, so it really looks nice. We have a very nice aquatic center, and so does Coffeyville. Both communities.
Well, when I was a kid, you couldn't keep me out of the pool. In the summertime.
I love the swimming pool. Yeah. Yes. But back when you and I were kids, all we had was some diving boards.
Yeah,
and
a big concrete pit filled with chlorinated water, basically,
yes,
is what
that
it was. Nothing particularly fancy about it.
Yes.
Not
and
back in those
days.
Yeah.
because we didn't know any better.
Yeah, you take your life in your hands, but doggone it, your parents can always have more kids.
Well, I don't know about that, but
we were a rougher okay, group of kids back then.
But, all I remember is going down a very straight, fast slide that had no sides on it mm-hmm. for protection and doing cannonballs off of a high dive, which they still have, and it's fun. So, back to the park and the zoo. Also, this weekend, again, you're going to have family in, or maybe you're just going to have your family, your own family, and you want some things to do and get out and enjoy the weather if it cooperates. Train rides are 50 cents. So, wow, can't beat that. Carousel rides are a nickel. And as I mentioned earlier, a round of miniature golf is only $2. And so these activities are open now Thursdays and Fridays from 11 to 1, and then again from 6 to 8:30 in the evenings, and then Saturday pretty much all day from 1 to 8:30 they're open. So that's always, a good time. You really have to go to the park and the zoo. And you have to jump on that carousel. Well, don't jump, but hobble on with your crutches. And they even have a bench, so you wouldn't even have
to. So I can sit and watch
yourself up on. No, they have a bench on the carousel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you can just sit and go round and round without getting on one of those horses.
Yeah, old Bill Small climbing up on a carousel horse. Call the media. Have a camera crew.
Well, you would wear that Hawaiian shirt you have on and take some selfies. And
there we go.
Put it out there.
It's called making a spectacle of myself.
So let me ask you another question.
Sure.
It's off the subject of bark in the zoo. Do you have your CPR certification?
Not anymore, but I used to be an EMT.
Really?
Back when I was in the Navy. I was a hospital corpsman during my first hitch in the Navy. And I had the whole EMT thing. I drove ambulances, the whole CPR thing. Yeah, definitely. Of course, things are different now with these AED defibrillators that they have. Everybody should be trained on how to operate one of those.
Yes, absolutely. And this Saturday, Indy Saves is offering free CPR and AED education and certification. The classes are held at Indy Fitness at 2801 West Main. From 9:30 to 11:45, and if you haven't, you aren't able to sign up, or you call and they're full, they offer these classes periodically throughout the year and completely free. And this is a husband and wife team who the wife actually saved the husband's life by performing.
Now that's a way to meet.
Yes, and the story is incredible that took place that night that she saved her husband's life. And so now they are giving that gift back to the community and providing these training opportunities for all of us so we can get certified and be ready to go. Heaven forbid the need would come up. But you can
Hey, honey, remember that night you restored me to normal sinus rhythm? I've never been able to forget that.
Well, it's like I said.
That's romance right there.
Their story is something to be heard for sure. In fact, we've had them speak at First Friday, and there wasn't a dry eye, and you could hear a pin drop.
Did they know each other before this?
Yes, they were husband and wife.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that's how they met.
No.
That would be a great story. I mean, the story you're telling now is a wonderful story, but
now
can
I
you
see
imagine?
Why you keep saying that. No,
yeah.
No. Can you imagine? Husband and wife, they have kids.
Oh, okay.
And yes, she wakes up. She.
They must have been getting along okay then, because.
Yes, and oh my goodness, it's an incredible story.
Uh-huh.
So. You can sign up by calling 331-8096, or you can email, and this email address is very easy to remember. It's called indysavescpr@gmail.com.
Okay.
And Memorial Day, you have big plans for Memorial Day?
Probably just installing a rear end in my recliner, at least for right now.
For the next 3 months?
Yeah, thereabouts.
So, well, Memorial Day, as we all know, is this weekend. And in Independence at Mount Hope Cemetery at the Cenotaph, they have Memorial Day observation service. And it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Mid-Continent Band also performs. And included in this service will be two Independence High School students who will recite the Gettysburg Address. And in Flanders Field, I love to hear them read both of those.
Yeah.
And then after that is finished, there will be a 21-gun volley performed by Honor Details, made up of VFW and American Legion members. And it's just a beautiful service. I try to always go. If it does rain, it will not be canceled. It will be held in the open 4-H building. So they will still have the performance and the service. And then in the afternoon, you know, we were talking about going out to the park and the zoo, but in the afternoon at Riverside Park, the VFW is actually paying for everybody to have free train rides, carousel rides, and play miniature golf.
Cool. A little something to do on your Memorial Day there.
I know, and it's their gift to the community, and we should be giving them the gift and thanking them for their service, thanking people like you, our veterans. So
glad to do it. Glad to do it.
And then Mid-Continent Band is all tuned up, and they're ready to perform starting on Tuesday evenings. May 31st will be their first official band concert in the Riverside Park Hilly Band Shell. Starts at 7 o'clock in the evening. They play lots of different music. They play the classics. They play regular concert music. They play Disney music. Mm-hmm. So they have a theme every week. It's always fun. Check out their Facebook page so you know what's happening. You can either go down into the band shell and sit in one of the seats, the benches that are provided. But a lot of people just bring their own lawn chairs and they sit on the grassy area and enjoy a great evening of music.
Excellent. So,
and then also out in the park will be Yoga in the Park. Have you ever done yoga?
It's a funny thing. In a previous job, I had a guest who came on to talk about yoga. Okay. And we did a few little movements and stuff. And I like sprained a muscle, not sprained, but stretched a muscle in my thigh and walked with a limp for the rest of the...
Okay. Well, you...
There will be no yoga for the foreseeable future is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, from the looks of things, the crutches, the boot. Yeah, no yoga for you for a while. But everybody else listening, Yoga in the Park kicks off on Tuesday, June the 7th from 5:45 to 6:30 in the evening every Tuesday through September. And that'll be right by the fountain, I believe, is where they're going to do it. There's no charge for these yoga classes, but participants are encouraged to donate to Four Paws, which Four Paws is the foundation for the park. It's called Friends of Riverside Park and Zoo. And so it's just a way to provide evenings of yoga and then a way to help people contribute to Four Paws. So lots of fun. I'll be sharing more information about that. But if you're interested, you want to check out the Park and Zoo's Facebook page. I'm sure they're going to be putting a post out there. But Yoga in the Park, and I believe, and I'm not correct, I hope I'm right, that I think it's at the fountain.
Okay.
I'm sure you can find everybody out there.
Sure, yeah. Look for the crowd.
And for parents who are looking for something fun for their kids to do this summer, every Thursday, June the 2nd through July the 28th, First Assembly of God is hosting Kids Club. And this is for kids ages 6 to 12. And they'll meet out at Riverside Park at the north end of the Oval from 11:30 to 1. They're going to provide lunch and games. They're going to teach sign language, read and tell Bible stories, and a whole lot more. So if you're interested in having your child participate in this, you can contact Pastor Bo at 817-845-7916. You can call the chamber and we can give you that information. But that's kind of a fun little day camp out at the park and something fun for kids to do. And then on, this would be next Friday, is June the 3rd, believe it or not. And the chamber will be having First Friday, and it's sponsored by Hometown Healthcare. And it's an opportunity for people to just get together. We usually have around 80 to 90 plus people, business professionals, community members, retired individuals, young people. It's open to the public. Right. Anybody and everybody is welcome. And it's an opportunity for all of us just to get together and hear from some really great speakers. And June's speaker lineup will consist of Park and Zoo Director Scott Patton, who's going to be giving kind of a facilities update. There's a lot of things happening at the park and the zoo, so that'll be very interesting. And then Michael McCambridge, who is the assistant principal at the high school, but he's also in charge of a new mentoring program for middle and high school students called Teammates. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of basically the fastest way for me to explain it is kind of a big brother's big sister's concept in the school.
Yeah.
So, and then Bryn Birdie is going to be competing in the Miss Kansas pageant. So she's going to be speaking. And the Independence High School valedictorian, who's been accepted to Harvard University.
Well, there you go.
Is that not incredible?
That
is going
very
to be speaking as well. So you won't want to miss that. And then a last couple of things. We have Gavin Webster on June the 8th, who will be presenting a lunch and learn and sharing information about beginner basics on financial planning. It'll be held at Dickey's. It's being sponsored by Young Professionals of Independence. So again, YPI, Wednesday, June the 8th, Gavin will be presenting all about financial planning. But here's what you need to know. You do not have to be a member to attend. So if you are listening and you're between the ages of 21 and 40-ish, or you are a HR manager or plant manager, an employer, and you're like, I'd really like to get my young employees involved and definitely give them the gift of financial literacy, sign them up, encourage them to attend Wednesday, June the 8th. And then we do have the Children's Summer Theater that will be presenting their first play on June the 10th through the 12th. It's going to be Disney's Wizard of Oz, The Deleted Scene.
I just love the title.
I know. All of these summer theater productions are super cute. So these will all be on the stage at William Inge Theater. And June 10th through the 12th is The Wizard of Oz, The Deleted Scene, and then followed by Disney's Frozen Jr., and then Legally Blonde Jr., the musical. So Friday, Saturday performances at 7, Sunday matinee at 2, and you can like their Facebook page as well, and then get your tickets for Meadowlark Lounge. That's going to be happening a little bit later in June the 11th, at the Historical Museum. And it will be featuring talented area singers and songwriters. We talked about this last week. Award winner Rodney Lay Jr., who's actually from Coffeeville. Donnie Miller, 16-year-old guitarist Dylan Keene, and Chris Mitchell from Independence will all be performing. And this concert will include music, a very diverse selections of music, country, gospel, and the blues. So again, you get your tickets at the museum for $20, Saturday, June the 11th at 7 o'clock, or call the museum at 331-3515.
Well, it's not a very big town, but there's a whole lot going on.
That's right. That's right.
You
we got
website,
it going on.
You have a website you can tell us about, so folks, if they missed a part of this, can dive through.
So give us a call at the chamber office at 331-1890. You can like our Facebook page, which is Get Independence. Most all of the events are posted or shared on our Facebook page. And also you can go to our website at indkschamber.org. And most of the flyers are listed on there as well with all of the detailed information. And we also have a community calendar where you can see even more things that are happening in the community that I don't have enough voice left for. I can start to feel it already leaving. So anyway, thank you for your time.
Oh, Lisa, thank you so much for being with us. Lisa Wilson, our calendars are now almost unrecognizable because of all the circles and the underlines on it and everything. Getting us up to date on everything going on up at the City of Independence from the Independence Chamber of Commerce here in the Mighty 690 KGGF.